I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. Amen. And I mean, there has never been a time when man has not needed the grace of God. But in the age that we are living, amen, I'm telling you, we need the grace of God. Zechariah 4 and 1, Romans 8 and 31. You could probably, most of you, quote Romans 8 and 31 for me. Amen. Zechariah 4 and 1, the Word of God says, "And the angel that talked with me, amen, came again and waked me." Undoubtedly, Zechariah had fell asleep. "As a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. Romans 8 and 31, What shall we then say to these things? And most of you have read that. Amen. And now he has talked about that there's no creature, no things present, things to come, no things or whatever right on down the line that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? This morning we laid the foundation. Amen. A lot of times grace is some of the most abused, one of the most abused subjects in the Bible. Amen. You know, people, when we go to talking grace, they go to thinking about a license to sin. Amen. Grace is never intended for that. Amen. You know, I don't see it too much anymore, but when years ago used to have, you go take a loan out and you had a due date, then you had a grace period. Amen. You know, the grace period, amen, if you couldn't make the due date, as long as you paid in the grace period, they didn't charge you penalties and, amen, and interest on the, come on, but don't see that much anymore. Amen. But the grace period didn't give you a license not to pay the bill. It just simply give you time to make the payment. Amen. What are you saying? Thank God for the grace of God. Amen. And for the long suffering of God. Amen. That God knows that we need His grace. Amen. At work in our life. Amen. Paul writes to, amen, to a young preacher, amen, that he has left at Crete by the name of Titus. Amen. And tells Titus in the writing of, I believe in the third chapter of the book of Titus. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should walk, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking, for the coming of that great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, who shall come in all of His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God, I want to just for a little while. Nothing is greater than the grace of God. Nothing greater. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care what the devil cooks up. Amen. What he does. Amen. You and I will walk with God. We will never, never, meet an enemy that is greater. We will never find a mountain that is too high. We'll never find a valley that is too deep. We'll never find a river that is too wide. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the grace of God, will carry you and I, through the impossible things, that we face within ourselves. But I heard Jesus say to His disciples, nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, shall be impossible unto you. My, what a statement that is. What is that based on, Brother Joe? It's the grace of God. By the grace of God, nothing is impossible unto us. You mean to tell me, in another place He said all things, He says to Jairus, only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. My, oh, hallelujah. Yes, sometimes believing, is a struggle. There must be prayer. There must be seeking God. There must be spending time with Him. So that our faith is built up. Jude says, building up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's praying till you pray, brothers and sisters. That old hymn says, if we'll pray until we pray, we can pray the clouds away. Those dreary clouds. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we'll pray, after a while, that sun will break out. I heard Him say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Woo! M.O. Henson sung that song, Joy Comes in the Morning in the Darkest Way of the Night. Haven't you heard? All of God's children, they walk by faith and not by sight. Time to get ready. To raise that crown on the glorious night. Oh, one of these nights, joy comes in the morning after a while. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad. Oh, there is joy forevermore at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Well, So listen, if we look at the history, and I want to quickly cover that, move on. That a lot of things that happened, the house of God had had the foundation built, and it had been hindered, and it was laying out there bare, and God moved upon a couple of prophets, to begin to encourage the people, to finish the house of God up. God said you live in your sealed houses. They got the roofs on them. But my house is laying out there with just a foundation. Come on with Brother Joe. And God had stirred up. And God pointed that man named Zerubbabel, who was in the priesthood, to finish it. He said, your hands have laid the foundation. And He says, your hands are going to finish it. Woo, hallelujah. Paul writes to the church at, Galatia. He just said, I believe that God has begun a good work in you. Come on, my Brother Joe. But Brother Paul didn't stop there. He had done accosted that church. Are you so foolish to have believed that what was begun in the Spirit can now be made perfect in the flesh? But Brother Paul said, I believe that God's begun something in you. And Brother Paul went on and said, and I believe that He will finish it. Woo! Amen. Some things God has begun in me, and I'm waiting on God to finish it. Amen. You know who's going to hinder? If we hinder God, God can't finish what He wants to finish. Do in our life. Well, it's one thing to start. It's another thing for God to finish that work. Oh, I can tell you, how many people want to plant, a crop, but never, grow it up, get it pretty, but never get the harvest. I can tell you, that's a letdown. We planted some black-eyed peas this year. You want to see somebody gets the letdown, take a look at that baby daughter of mine. Amen. I mean, MPs, they got up big birdie bind. Amen. They said, they're doing just what they did last year. They ain't going to make no peas. Ain't nobody eats vines and leaves, my friend. They want peas off them pea vines. Hello? Come on. Amen. God don't want us pretty with vines and leaves. God wants some peas hanging on there. Hello? Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. You can't eat that. Well, I ain't never eaten none of them pea leaves cows, but eat them, but brother Joe ain't a cow. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I like the peas. Amen. Deer like peas too, by the way. Amen. But so we went and got us some bloom formula. And we strode that bloom formula. Amen. Out. Amen. And I'm telling you, in a couple of weeks, there's blooms popping up. But Tabitha, before we got there, she's about ready to go, get something and cut them peas to the ground. Amen. And start over again. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad somebody's got to be Jesus in the bunch. Amen. He's going to cut down that tree that wouldn't be there. He said, Lord, give me a little while. Let me dig around it and let me dung about it. Amen. Let me see if I can get it to produce something. Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus, not only, is working in His grace, but He's merciful. He's long-suffering. Said, I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to dig around, loosen the ground up around them roots. I'm going to give you some room to grow here. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. You know, people used to do that to trees. They don't work trees like they used to anymore. Amen. Folks used to grow trees. They'd go to that fruit tree. And they'd mark the drip line on that tree on the ground. And they'd take them a shovel. And they'd go around there and they'd cut off the end of them roots on that drip line. What's that going to do, Brother Joe? Going to make that tree grow fresh roots on out. Amen. Whoo, they water that tree outside that drip line. Amen. What are they doing? They're growing that root structure. Amen. Come on. When that root structure gets bigger, amen, the top of that tree will get more lively. Amen. And the, oh, come on. After a while, it'll have enough roots. Amen. It can make fruit and bring it into full ripeness. Hello. Come on, Brother Joe. That's what God's after. Amen. Let me move on. Amen. So the house of God laid bare. Amen. And God began to stir the prophets up. Amen. And God, amen, wrote by Zerubbabel, by Zechariah, we read here. And told Zechariah, amen, he says to him, amen, listen to what he said. Amen. God showed him a candlestick, amen, and a bowl and that candelabra, if you will, amen, and two olive trees. That's God the Father and God the Son. What about, amen, the Holy Ghost? He's the oil. Woo! Hallelujah! Send down that oil, Lord. Oh, amen. Brother Isaiah said in one place, rend the heavens and come down. Amen. And heat the fire up, Lord. Amen to God. Amen. Showed him that oil, that candelabra. What is he trying to tell him? It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. It belongs to Atatamah. As long as that oil's coming down in that bowl. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And that oil's going up, amen, into them candles. I want to tell you, they can burn. And they're not going to make smoke. Amen. They're going to make flames and light. Amen. Glory to God. God didn't mean for the church to throw confusion. He meant for the church to show light. Amen. To clarify and not confuse. And Jacob listened to the hodgepodge of so-called Christian preaching and teaching today. And I'll tell you, for the most part, it's just throwing confusion. Amen. One says, you can go along, live how you want to. You're still going to heaven because you just believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Shook the preacher's hand. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Your life hadn't changed. You ain't got no prayer life. You ain't got no devotional life. Amen. But you're going to heaven. Somebody better check up on that. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I believe if we do walk like that, when you get there, he's going to say, I don't know who you are. Hello? I never knew you. Amen. But if we're walking with God, amen, and we got that relationship with Him, amen, day in and day out. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, when we get there, he'll say, hey, Father, this one's mine. I know Him. Amen. I've been talking to Him, and He's been talking to me. Amen. Glory. It's that relationship. Amen. Glory to God. That's the work of the grace of God. Amen. That grace that is so immaculate. Amen. I thought about the song we sang, Amazing Grace. Amen. That was written by a slave trader. Amen. That had got saved. Amen. He had got saved. Hear me? Amen. He didn't just get a little religion. Amen. He got born again. He got changed radically. Hello? Amen. Amazing grace. Amen. Oh, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. Amen. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Amen. And grace, at the same time, my fears, it relieved. Figure it out. Bye. Amen. That same grace, amen, that brought me under conviction. Amen. Once I had met the place of repentance before God, that same grace brought me into that relationship with Christ and you into that relationship whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Woo, hallelujah. There ain't nothing more precious than that. Amen. And by the grace of God, he has, amen. Listen to Paul in Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. He says, amen. Well, listen, but he said to them, ye sometimes were, amen, dead. Ye were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, who's rich in mercy, amen, my, amen, found us in that dead estate. Amen. And by the grace of God, amen, he came, amen, paid that price, and came and preached, amen, to them that were near and to them that were afar off. That was me. I'm a Gentile by earthly lines. Amen. The Word of God calls that Gentile afar off. But I'm glad he didn't just come preach to them that were near. He didn't just come preach to the Jews. Amen. He came and preached to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. Amen. The grace of God. It's the grace of God. Amen. That puts it in a missionary's heart. Amen. To pack up their duds. Amen. And travel thousands of miles where they don't know anybody. Amen. And carry unto them the message. Amen. That the grace of God. Amen. All that has appeared unto all men will teach you. Will break the chains upon your life. Amen. Will break, amen, the holes of the enemy. And will change your eternity. Woo. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Jesus, amen, we had variable scriptures that we read this morning. Amen, that he growed in grace and in knowledge. Amen. There's a types and shadows for you and I. Amen, as we have become born again, we ought to grow in the grace. Amen. And by the way, the three great graces that are listed in your Bible are faith, hope, and charity. Amen. But the greatest of these, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is charity. Amen. And oh, listen. Amen. That's why the first and the great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Amen. Why? Amen. Listen to what he says about charity. Charity never faileth. My. You know when we fail? It's when our love for God fails. If my love for God ain't right, my faith can't be right. Come on. Amen. Why? Because faith, which worketh by love. Amen. If the love ain't right, the faith can't be right. Amen. Our faith can be no, amen, can never be any greater than what our love is for God. Amen. Oh, I love Jesus, but I ain't going to, amen, I ain't going to mess up my life doing it. Oh, come on here. Amen. If we love him, amen. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. My. And if we'll do that, he said, I and my Father will come unto you. Woo! And we'll set up housekeeping. Amen. We'll move in. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, when you get to, amen, you and God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost living in the house, oh, it ain't the same. Amen. And by the way, when you got that set up, amen, there ain't no devil. Amen. There ain't no giant. There ain't no anything gonna ever come. Amen. That can, amen, can stop you or I. Amen to God. My. Amen. All right. We talked about David this morning. He's the least likely of all people. Amen. God don't have to look for the likely. Amen. Because it's not the likely. Amen. You know, a lot of times You ever read the stories of, amen, every time you know you get a class graduation, you get the most likely to succeed. You ever studied those out? Most of the time, you ain't never seen the lack of flops in all your life. What men thought was most likely to succeed did not succeed. Ooh, you know what will succeed? Amen, the grace of God. Amen, David. There's a lot of history about behind David and how he come about. Amen, you have to search that out through Josephus and, amen, various genealogy in that old Bible. Amen, but he wasn't quite like his brethren. Amen, he's smaller. He's ruddy of complexion. Amen. And they thought, amen, he's out there loping with them sheep. He'll never amount to anything. Amen. But I want to tell you, God, amen, saw beyond, amen, that little shell. Amen. And he saw deep in that heart. He found somebody, amen, that she said was after my own heart. Amen. God, he loved God with the depths of his soul. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. So when Samuel had put the new oil in the horn and come down to Bethlehem, at the house of Jesse. Amen. He's went through all them other boys. And God says, nope, 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 nope. Amen. Nope, nope. That ain't him. Amen. Oh, have you got any more sons? There's one more boy out there keeping the sheep. Bring him in. Woo. Amen. David comes by and God said, that's him. That's the man after my own heart. Amen. He's just a little lad of about 5 foot tall, Brother Joe believes. He's ruddy of complexion. He ain't the biggest thing. He don't look like, by the world standard, he's a big success. Amen. But I can tell you, God don't need. I read them Bible stories, and they show Samson, and he looks like a muscle man. I said, you know something? I don't believe Samson looked like a lumped up muscle man. I believe you couldn't tell the difference between Samson and all the rest of them, except that he had that hair, amen, done up in 7 locks on that head as God had ordained. Oh, come on with me. Amen. I'm telling you, he has been dedicated unto God. Amen. But when the Spirit of God come on him, you tell the difference about who old Samson was then. Amen. Oh, amen. Why is that, Brother Joe? When the Spirit of God come on him. Amen. They locked the gates on Samson one night. We're going to trap him in the city. Amen. Oh, and Samson wasn't living altogether like he should have been. The grace of God was at work. The mercy of God. Amen. They closed them gates, locked them up, put chains on them. Amen. Samson walks up to them. Amen. Leans down. Amen. By the post, picks them gates up, throws them over that shoulder. Amen. And off up the hill he goes. And when they come looking, he's standing on the top of the hill. Amen. With the gate of the city. Amen. And just... Woo! Oh, there ain't no mountain, my friend. There ain't no valley. Amen. There ain't no river that's too deep. Oh, there ain't no problem that's too big. Woo! Hallelujah. How about feel like having a run? Amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I touched on this morning. I got to read it again. Boy, go on. Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered. Amen. That the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Some people say, well, see there? Amen. It means you can sin a whole lot and still have the law. That ain't what it meant. Come on. Somehow or another, somebody got that wrong. What does that mean then, Brother Joe? It means where there's more sin, there's enough grace to overcome more sin. You can't tell, Brother Joe, that they ain't more sinfulness to be tempted with today than there has been. We're living in a day of great temptation. Amen. I mean, everywhere you look, there is things that can distract people off from God. What about it, Brother Joe? I think God's heaping more grace. Hello? Woo! Grace for you, grace for me. Hey, amen. Grace for my weakness, grace for your weakness. Come on. Amen. So all of our, we don't all have the same weakness. We don't all have the same temptations. Amen. But whatever temptation we got, amen, God's got grace for it.
Hey, Paul said, I was taken up and seen visions, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, God took me up and I saw unspeakable things that I couldn't talk about. Amen. And because of that glorious vision, amen, God give me a measure of thorn in the flesh, so lest I be exalted out of measure. And then old brother Paul said, I sought God thrice, three times, amen, that he would deliver me from that, them afflictions. But God said, my grace is sufficient. What did the brother Paul say? Well, I'm going to go to the house. I'm tired of being afflicted like this. No, brother Paul said these words, therefore will I glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, brother Paul said, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, amen, to have him and to have his grace at work in my life. Amen, because, amen, Mike Boland sang a song, it'll be worth it after all. Amen, that wasn't one. It'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. Woo! Oh, listen. Amen. Here's another song. Amen. It'll be worth it after all. Amen, child. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials. Woo! Hallelujah. I can hear Jesus call. It'll be worth it! Hallelujah. My. Why, Brother Joe? Because he'll give us grace. Amen. By. Amen. That grace that, amen, grace to stand, grace to overcome. Amen. I just finished reading him quoted part of it. Amen. That as the sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness, not unrighteousness, but righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, brother. Then we skip down. We skip over to chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace. Verse 15 then says, what then shall we sin? Because we are not under law, but under grace. God forbid. And the next verse then says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. The grace of God is at work. Amen. God is delivering us. I said, God is delivering us. That grace is sufficient. Amen. No matter what the devil comes and sets in front of us, no matter how he tries to tangle up our life, that grace of God is sufficient to overcome that devil. Oh, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he in me and in you. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to move quickly. Amen. Paul said in Romans 12:3, for I say that the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Faith which worketh by out of this all is part of the working of the grace of God. Amen. That faith to believe what God said. Faith to believe it over all natural reason. Amen. Come on, brother. If we let our natural man, and I, Brother Joe has, amen, been, amen, had issues with this many times. Amen. In the church, amen, we have people struggle with this. They want to lean on their natural, amen, senses rather than on faith and believe God. Come on. If you're going to believe more what you see with your eye and hear with your natural ear than you are what God says. Amen. We're going to have problems, my friend.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.